At least 36 people, including 24 children, have been killed in a shooting in northeast Thailand. It happened at a daycare centre in Nong Bua Lamphu. Fenton Monaghan has more.
The aftermath of a mass shooting that's shaken Thailand. Dozens of people killed at a children's daycare centre about 500 kilometres southwest of Bangkok. Many children were among the dead, some as young as 2 years old.
At this point, it's time to really start looking at the issue of how many guns are in Thailand. There are many registered and unregistered guns. The country is basically awash in them. And so it's a bit surprising that only in the last couple of years are we seeing these kind of mass shooting incidents.
The gunman was a former police officer. After opening fire in the daycare center, he returned home where he killed his wife and child before taking his own life. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha described the attack as shocking. He offered condolences to victims and ordered emergency services to do all they can for the wounded. Questions remain as to what led to this attack and what motivated the killer. And parents grieving their loss will be demanding answers. Fintan Monaghan, Al Jazeera.
Well, let's go live to Al Jazeera's Tony Cheng, who is in Bangkok for us. Tony, any more details about casualties or victims?
At this stage, the authorities are sticking with a total of 36 fatalities, including 24 children and 12 people wounded in the attacks. We understand seriously wounded. They say the chief suspect had been attending a court hearing in the morning on a drugs charge, that had seen him ejected from his job as a policeman. After that, he went to the daycare centre to collect his son. Not finding him there, he then opened fire on those inside. We understand he then fled in a white pickup truck, attacking people on the way to his home where, as you heard, he killed his wife and son and then himself. At this stage, very hard to determine what the motive was from the attack, but the police are saying he had a troubled record in the police force before he was fired for reasons relating to drug use. I think it will be very shocking to many people involved that so many children have been killed in this attack in a country where really the life of children is very valued, as of course it is in most other places. But I think a huge shock here all over the country.
No, I'm sure. And around the world, of course, too. Al Jazeera's Tony Cheng there for us in Bangkok.